everyone, this is Glenda, and it's so good to be with you today on this 12th day of February, right on the cutting edge of Valentine's, which is a day we actually celebrate love, which we in our community know to be the primary power of the universe, the original creative impulse of all existence. So we carry it a little bit further. We celebrate the same things everybody else does. We love our families, our kids. We love our partners in marriage and our romantic partners who thrill our hearts and maybe come back partners in marriage. We love our friends. We love our community. We love the people that serve us and leave little Valentines even in our mailboxes so that the carrier can pick them up. So I love this season of letting people know they are loved and appreciated. So I want to start our session today by telling you how much I love and appreciate all of you. I live from week to week until I'm with you again. And when I'm in the middle of my week thinking about, well, what do we do this week? I always think about, well, what would our community like to think, have, or feel? And so I let that filter through me because we are actually part of one another. And expressing our love is our way of letting others know about it and how we feel. Okay, well, I know that Nancy is supposed to be here today, but I don't believe she is here yet.
So I am.
I hope it, oh, you are? Okay, my dear. Well, I did not see you anywhere on the board, so I guess you're logged in with a pest cut, so you wouldn't show up on the board.
Well, I'm here, and I'm so happy to be here. Hi, everybody.
Yes, and happy Valentine's, Nancy and Gary. We love
Thank
you.
Thank you. We love you, too.
All right.
We're
and
looking forward to
I
the call.
I couldn't wait to really miss you. I mean, I miss you when you're not there.
Aw.
So I was
well,
looking and looking.
I'm too.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's get started. We invite people to log in, and this is said for the benefit of our newcomers, because we actually have newcomers every week. This is always free, always will be free, and people tell people, they come and check it out. But I do encourage you to come again and again, because by the power of faith, you learn to receive and accept more. So I think that learning to receive is an aptitude that you acquire through familiarity with it, seeing positive reinforcement, and strengthening your faith. So come back again. There'll never be a price line on it, and you're always, always welcome. And so we invite people to come into the board, and you do that with pressing star and then 6. Which brings you into our board. We open your line and you get to tell us about what you would like for a blessing. And it could be anything. It doesn't have to be about a hardship. It could be about a dream, a project, a way you have of making your life or the life of someone else better. So it could be to the extreme of a positive request, or it could be help in a deep situation. Either way, and everything in between is welcome. So we also welcome anyone to come and tell us about the blessings they've received, because that actually strengthens faith and courage to ask and strength in prayers and strength in patience, because often that's a really big thing. Stress and patience. One of the most frequent messages in the New Testament was about waiting on the Lord. What does that mean? Well, it means that the creator of all existence may have to move a few planets around before he can get everything lined up to address and assist your request. Because our requests are sometimes big deals, like we want peace in the Middle East. so does he, so does our father. But it's a big deal, and it has to be moved around, sometimes with the moon and stars, to get it into that place. And I'm sure it's in the process of being moved around now. It's just taking longer. That seems to wear out our patience. So what happens when we wear out our patience? We start losing faith, and that's not a good thing. So waiting on the Lord was a very, very common phrase passed around among the apostles, among the congregations, and taught by Christ himself. Okay, we got some callers on the line, and Nancy, you take over.
I sure will. We do. And I'm so glad you mentioned that about everybody sharing their blessings when they come through, because I often think of, you know, what people mention throughout the week, and then it's just so nice to hear as a community just to, you know, to just be excited when you know, you see how God's working in people's lives, because I'll be still thinking about that. And so really thank you when people do that. I really appreciate that when you guys share.
We all do. We all do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
and
important.
We have, let's see, Stormy, your line is open.
Yes.
Hi.
We've all had a beautiful blessing, but I've had a special one with a green comet. It's been coming through, and comes around every 50,000 years. And, we've been reminiscing about how much humanity has changed and how much humanity hasn't changed. But I just gave, the words to my new Jesus Loves Me song, to the comet, who says I'd be more than glad to sing that in my travels. And one particular line is, to Christ awareness, I belong. To Christ awareness, I belong. That Christ awareness awaken within all of us. And I thought that was, nice that just a few minutes ago, the comet said, well, as I'm traveling, I'd love to sing that song.
Amen. That's great, Stormy. Thank you for your prayers and your manifestations and your vision.
Yes, and I've really been working on a lot of energy work lately, and I can equate it to the green comet coming by of an accelerated work with energy that I've been doing, that I've had incredible results from a few people and other situations in my life. It's good to be here and hear your voice. I hear your voice too, Nancy, you and Gary. I guess we remember each other from way back long ago.
Right? Definitely.
Special blessing for this day, that our hearts be open to receiving the love that we truly are.
Mm. Oh, that's a great request, Stormy. Great. Thank you so much. And as always, you're a light among us. Okay. And we have other people on the line. Nancy, how about you know, we never know who's going to come up next.
Yeah,
and I haven't figured this out yet.
We have Elizabeth. Elizabeth, hi, you're here.
Hi, Nancy. Nice to have you back. Hi, Glenda. I just have two blessing requests for friends. Firstly, John Johnson, who just got out of hospital 2 days ago and needs a lot of healing work to help him get back on his feet. If Yeshua could assist with healing for John, and another friend, Scott Austin, who also is going through a big change, having just lost a roommate and is re-energizing his apartment and re-energizing his healing massage. And if Yeshua could just be with Scott, he asked me yesterday if I could put his name on the request, so I'm doing that for him. He really would appreciate the prayers. And that's
all. Thank you, Elizabeth. And you in your prayers before the blessing, you ask for some blessings for yourself, okay, because you deserve it.
Oh, thank you, Glenda. I will. And I just want to wish you and Nancy and Gary a very happy Valentine's Day, and let us all just walk in love on Tuesday and walk in love every day, but Tuesday is a special day, so that I pray that the whole world will open their heart to love, compassion, and tolerance for each other and understanding, so we could make this heaven on earth.
Yeah, amen. And I'm right with you on that one. So let's just show everybody what love looks like.
Okay.
That's better than a card.
Exactly. Yes, it is.
All right. Well, God bless
you,
Elizabeth. It's always
Thank
great
you,
to hear from you.
Thank you.
Nancy, who's next? Nancy? Okay, well, I'll take care of it. Nancy, are you there?
Well, all right, I'm here. Something happened to my phone and my charging, so I apologize for that, everybody. Thank you for your patience.
That's okay. Actually, something happened to the board as well. I couldn't open a line to the next person. So you take over again.
Okay. Elizabeth, are we complete? Did we hear everything about all your needs? Okay. Wonderful. Well, then we do have Caroline, your line is open. Hi, it's so good that you're here.
Hi, Nancy. And we always miss you when you're not on the call. So we love you.
Well,
we love you and Gary as much as everybody else. And obviously, you are a very valuable member of our community, no question.
Well, thank you. We love you. So we're glad you're here. How are you today?
Yeah. I'm great. And I wanted to, first of all, talk about the patience thing. Wonderful, quote, waiting on the Lord. Because many months ago, I can't remember how long ago it was, I asked for a blessing because we had a very difficult neighbor. This was a long, you know, I can't even remember how long it was, probably in maybe even a year ago or so. And it took several months, and I'd even forgotten that I'd put that blessing in, and he moved. He moved, and so, you know, that's about patience and just letting things flow and letting things happen. I just was hoping for him to be moving to a better place and that we would have more harmony in our little neighborhood and all of that, and it happened. It was great. So
awesome.
Thank you for that. And also I wanted to ask for two blessings today. One is for another neighbor of mine, Mark, a lovely man who's been through a lot of difficulties and accidents and stuff. And he suffers from bouts of really bad back pain and just pain in general. And he has all kinds of sort of difficult issues with his own family. So I'm asking Joshua to give him a blessing to make his life smoother and reduce the pain in his life. So that's the first blessing that I would love to have. Mark Webb is his name. Lovely man.
Okay.
And then the second one is just for more smoothness and ease and less friction with my ex-husband, because I'm having some difficulties with him over our divorce agreement and an insurance policy. Joshua knows the details. I don't need to go into a lot of details on that, but I would like a blessing for that to go smoothly and work out in a way that's the most beneficial for, particularly for my two, for our two grown children. So that's the second blessing, and that's it, really. Thank you.
We got it, and our hearts are already asking for that blessing, and we'll continue all through the day. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. And I remember your request. I remember when that was there, and I thought, she'll get it. I was reminded to tell you something that I think I did at the time you requested it, and that was that we live in a very multi-layered universe. It's kind of like one of these cakes with layers, you know, every next half inch, there's a layer and something surprising in between, except not every layer in our universe is compatible with us. And we may find ourselves at some point in time that we got stuck in a layer of the universe that isn't, shall we say, our best compatibility. And we can always adjust our position, and that's the first thing to consider in making yourself open to receiving a blessing. But this is the kind of work that the Creator of all layers does to bring us into areas of our greatest harmony. And in those areas of greatest harmony, positive developments should start happening immediately. And they continue happening again and again. And Yeshua, I delivered it. Yeshua created the course that we have archived called The Only Way Out is Up. And that was second motioned by Albert Einstein, even in the world of material reality. Because even in the world of material reality, things are densest at the level where the problem exists. And above that level of density, there's enough movement and expanded perspective that the source of the problem can be spotted and maneuvered. So I would recommend that course to anybody, especially in the many dimensions of reality that exist in our world today. And I think that's one of the sources of so much confusion. Not that people have turned bad. They haven't. We're all basically the love that we are. But so many people are just flat confused about what to do. And I think it's partly because we don't even know where we belong, and we can't find that place of harmony that starts smoothing out our life. Well, my first recommendation would be try up. Whatever up means for you, try up. It could be emotionally up. It could be reading something that's inspiring. It could be finding better friends who really love you. It could be working in a more harmonious environment. Up could mean so many things among all of us, but that's the first thing I would try. And, well, no, the first thing is prayer. But after that, as a human being seeking improvement, the first thing I would try is up. Okay, that's my contribution to what you were saying, Carolyn.
Sure, and I love that, Brenda. Yeah, I mean, Carolyn, it seemed like it worked for you with the neighbor. It's like you didn't resist it, but offered love and positive, you know, energy and good thoughts for the neighbor for harmony. So that sort of just a new reality kind of came in for you, and I think that was a good demonstration of that, don't you, Glenda?
Excellent. Excellent. Perfect. It is. And it
didn't
have to wait forever. She just had to be patient.
It's so fascinating.
And I don't know if you're scribbling there. I always take notes because you say such amazing things.
Well, you know, she does. And it's so interesting and fascinating to contemplate, you know, coexisting realities and just that multi-layered universe. It really is, and our place in it, and how to be one with God in reality with that. And thank you, Glenda, for always, you know, making it simple like the layer cake.
Well, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Thank you.
And actually, on the highest level of physics and cosmological science, it has already been clearly demonstrated that we live in parallel universes. So it's not just a layered cake, it's a layered universe. And then within that universe, there are many layers of reality. And I want to suggest that you contemplate this, because it may not be relevant in every situation you could encounter, but there's a great likelihood that some man or woman or group of people, you would not feel comfortable having them live right next door to you, because you live and behave by different, shall we say, codes of honor, different value systems. To some of them, it doesn't matter that there's a little trash in the front yard. That is the least important thing, because they come from a world where starving people were on the front yards. So the fact that there's a little bit of, that there's a McDonald's bag there doesn't bother them at all. And people that you would, that you might actually be tempted to judge, please don't, but you might be tempted to, they might be the most important person in their community or their family because they're living in a different reality than you are. And so we are all travelers, and we just like I have been told since the first time I went to New York City back in the 70s, I was told, Glenda, don't go. Don't take the subway into certain neighborhoods. It's not safe there, especially not at night. Don't go there. Okay. Well, you know what? There are people from those neighborhoods that don't feel safe in our neighborhood. Think about that. If anything went wrong that they didn't do, but it went wrong, they might be the first suspected. It's not safe for them. And so the question I want to throw out to all of you is, are we making it safe for other people to be in our world? Maybe one of the reasons they judge our world or don't like it is we're not making them feel safe in it. And so this problem can work both ways. You know, there's a story in Love Without End about my trip to the Bronx to get my puppy. And you all, if you've read my book, you know that story very well. Well, that's an example of where the taxi driver, after I was done, said, "What in the world are you doing down here? Don't you ever do that again." Oh, I was chewed out completely royally, being educated. You don't do that. But I had a wonderful time, and I made friends on the subway, and they were really, really nice boys. And in their, and see, because I was kind to them and respected them, they were kind to me and respected me. And don't let fear rule you.
That's such a great message for Valentine. You know, live in love, not in fear.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I think it does, the word mindful is always relevant, and that is think about what you're doing, okay? But don't think with judgment. Just think about what you're doing, and that could include think about how you're acting. See, if I had been on that subway acting scared and snotty and defense and judgmental, I wouldn't have gotten very far. I wouldn't have made a friend. So I think mindfulness applies in all directions. And it's not judgment. It's just being aware of where you are and how you're conducting yourself within it. So I think mindfulness is a good thing. It's a good thing. And the rest you can throw in the garbage.
Well, that was a really good definition of mindfulness, and adding the judgment piece. You know, most people don't. That was good. That's so good, Glenda.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad it worked. I tried.
I know it blessed me. I'm sure Carolyn, too.
Yeah, I've been writing this down. I'm a journalist. I love all this good stuff. So it's fabulous. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. We have, I'm excited, Nancy, you're here.
Hello. Hello. It's so good to hear from everyone. It's wonderful. I'm just asking for blessings. My sister made it through the brain surgery. It's going to take some while for her to get her strength back. She's doing a lot of sleeping, which is good. My friend Val, who's going through, physical problems and illnesses and everything. Put them on the, make sure they're on the list. I'm going through neuropathy. My right hand is starting to be numb. So I'm putting myself on the blessing. And I also want to bless those people that are going through transitions, terrible transitions. You know, when we have different realities, my reality is that I have branches that need to be thrown away or burnt or everything. There's a lot of people with dead branches around here. We have the people in
you mean after the storm,
area.
After the ice storm.
That's one reality. But we also have the people in Turkey and Syria who have lost everything, and blessings and prayers to them for that transition. May they find strength and courage and grace to get through that transition. So that's all.
Yes, I want to direct a lot of it's entirely up to the divine trinity where the blessing will come, where it will go. But I know that the people who were in the earthquakes will be a major target for world healing right now, because all of our hearts are focused on them. And we care about them, and we know how, well, actually, I think very few of us could really know, but we do know what suffering is, and our hearts go out to them.
Oh, and Ukraine, you know.
Yes.
They'll be bombarded. So it's those crazy transitions that you're fine one moment and everything's gone the next. Those are hard. And, you find out that you're physically ill or diseased, you know, that's hard. So for those that do not ask and, or don't feel that they can ask, I'm asking for them to help them give the courage and the strength and the grace to get through what I call transitions. They'll be better once they get, if they can survive it and get through it, they're better for it. And if they transition to the next life, there you go. You know, that's a fun one. But
yes,
but you always have people behind that. You know, and we'll miss you and love you. So that's my prayer for today.
Nancy, thank you so much for the gift of asking. And this is a gift all of you could give every day in your prayers, is ask for those who don't know that they can ask.
Yeah, that was really powerful, Nancy.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, it looks like our board is clean right now. So, Nancy and I will talk for a couple of minutes while we get some more people on the board. Maybe everyone was just being really, really polite and not wanting to push it. But we love to hear from you.
We would. We have a wonderful. We have Helen here, Glenda. So Helen, I'm going to open your line. Helen, your line is open now. Can you hear us?
Yeah. Since nobody else is on the line, I was thinking, okay, this is my situation with my neighbor. Since somebody else mentioned a neighbor, So everything was fine. He brought his dog over here. I gave him work to do. He's a youngster, 27-year-old person who thinks he knows everything with dreadlocks. So it's all right. I said, fine, let him have. So his dog came over, played with my dogs, blah, blah, blah. Now he started, I think, getting jealous. So he started laying down the law about, oh, don't you dare put my dog in your backyard. I said, well, then what do you want me to do if he comes here to play with my dogs? You know, I was going to do that, and I was going to let him be free to come back home. Well, he was so angry, and I thought, you know what, it's time to just lay cool. So I started pulling away the connections with him so he wouldn't, because he was very angry with me and unnecessarily so. So what suggestions do you guys have in dealing with this young neighbor? He's the son of my neighbor. Do I ignore him? Do I not give him any more jobs because I don't want him around with his negativity? Do I just pray to Yeshua to say, okay, work on him? At the same time, do I just let go of the situation so he can focus on his own stuff and not give him jobs which might distract him from what he's trying to do with his jewelry? He's making jewelry his own style. So I thought, well, maybe by giving him work here and there, I'm distracting him. So it's, you know, so what do you folks feel?
I would leave him alone and be quiet until something comes up that manifests what might be a constructive, beneficial action. You know, there's never very much that can be hurt with silence. And sometimes silence is a blessing to all concerned. So I would just recommend you be, you know, you offer a smile when you see him, and otherwise you don't say anything.
And when his dog comes over, just ignore the dog?
You have no fence?
I have a fence. But because they brought the dog over here when he was working here or visiting, his wife cleans my house, and she's fantastic. And so they used to bring the dog over, or they walk the dog over. And so then one of my dogs started going over there, which I was fine with because, you know, the dogs grew up in this neighborhood, and I adopted them last April. So I thought, okay, well, it seems everything is fine. And then I think now he's getting a bit jealous. Yeah, so... So I was thinking, okay, do I say hi to the dog? She comes and scratches at my door. So I, guiltily, I let her in because I want to give her a snack. So I give her a little snack and I put her out again so she'll go back home. But I guess I'm encouraging her by giving her snacks.
And that's true, you are. Well, I would ask for instructions. If this were my situation, I would say, tell me how I can comply with your wishes. You tell me how to keep your dog away. But just give me instructions and I'll follow them.
Okay. All right.
He obviously wants to control the situation.
Yes.
So let
him
control.
Yes.
Let him
really
control.
Okay. That's very good advice because he was really mean to the dog. So he just grabbed her by the neck and lifted her front legs up and dragged her back with him. I found that really cruel. I'm thinking, you know what?
That
I don't like
cruel.
Him. I thought, you know, and I made a point of saying something to him the second time he came to pick her up. I said, isn't that rough on her? Well, how am I going to teach her, he said. I'm thinking, well, you're the one who taught her to come here. You're the one who brought her to play with my dogs. So I think, however, yeah, pull back. And
yeah.
They said, oh, call us when she comes over. But I don't want to have to call every time she comes over. So maybe I should just ignore her,
job.
Please.
Yes. He needs to, he wants to be in control, so let him be in control.
And then not encourage the dog.
You would be surprised how well that works.
Okay.
People try
right.
A lot of negative maneuvers to bring control about without really being in control. In my world, if somebody wants to control, let them. But I make sure they are controlling. You want to control here? Go for it. Do it. And do a good job of it. I'll rate your performance.
Okay. Okay, so then the dog goes to the mother-in-law, his grandma, basically, and the grandma gives the dog treats as well. And I'm thinking, okay, if I don't give her dog treats, maybe she'll come less and less. So maybe I should stop doing that as well. And
yeah,
ignore her when she comes
that.
Over.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't want her over there, so don't give her treats.
Okay. All right. I'll stop doing that, too.
I would say just respect his wishes with a smile. Tell him, as far as you're concerned, he is in control. Just do it. Please do it.
Okay.
And smile as much as you can and say as little as you can.
Yes, say as little as I can. Not say anything more to add to any of the confusion.
Well, people who want to control but don't know how will often misuse your words. That's a common maneuver for people who want to control but they don't know how to do it. They will misuse your words. They will judge you. Judgment is a control maneuver, not a good one, but that's why most people do it.
Mm-hmm.
And just stop that type of behavior for yourself and within yourself, and then just let him flounder around in his world as much as he wants to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because otherwise he's trying to create confrontation and pull you into it so that he can keep it going, you know. So that sort of deflates it all if you don't take it personally, or it's probably not even about you. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's not. It's not. He just found in you somebody he wants to control.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. I can see that. Yeah, and he's a know-it-all. He's a young man who hasn't gone to any kind of school, but he studied through his little his cell phone computer thing, and so he educates himself that way, which is amazing that he has even done that. But at the same time, he's not, everything's about himself. He's an Aries, so he reminds me of my brother. So, okay. All right. So I will follow this marvelous advice. Pull back. Don't feed the dog any encouragement to come over here and allow him to control his own situation. And then that will free me from having to deal with an extra dog as well.
That's right.
All right.
You got it.
Enough. I have enough on my plate. Thank you. God bless you all.
Yeah.
I love you. Thank you for being here on Sundays for companionship.
Love you too. And you have a great week, Helen.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Helen. We have a caller. Anne, you're here. Your line is open. Can you hear us?
Yes. Thank you. This is Anne from Seabrook, Texas, and I just want to say hello to everyone. I wanted to share something that's been tugging at my heart for quite some time now, and it's just to offer prayers and blessings for future generations, for the people that will, and the children that will walk this earth long after we're gone. I just feel like they'll have their own challenges and their own solutions to things, but I kind of want to pray it forward, so I'm going to ask for blessings for future generations, if you will.
Amen. I love that, and yes. And I know that God has them in his heart, for he loves the children, and they are his creation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Glenda.
So,
thank you.
Let's leave this planet in the best shape we can, and then go on our way to a higher ground.
Amen. Thank you, my dear.
Okay. Bye-bye. Anyone else?
Bye-bye.
Well,
the line is available for us. Community, if you want to jump on in.
Well, Nancy, tell us how you and your family are doing.
We are great. We have new news. I might have shared it recently that Gary and Amber are expecting number three, and, you know, we're all about the kiddos. And we had the girls yesterday. We had them for the whole day, and they had a sleepover on Friday, and that was really fun. They like coming here. And I have to just tell a funny little story. Gary's called Pawpaw. And I was taking his blood pressure because, you know, it had been a little high one day and we were doing a lot of work. And his blood pressure was really good. And I said, oh, awesome, Paw. And Isla says, no, another Paw. So it was really funny. It was like, no, he's not Paw. He's Pawpaw. And I just, we chuckled so hard, and I just, I mean, she's just, that's how she, yeah, and they're just so sharp, and they're so witty, and that, you know, sometimes those personalities come out so early, And it's just a lot of fun. So it's a blessing, Josh, that we get to see humanity reflected in that way through these little ones. So, but Glenda, we have yes. I know. We have
two other callers, Nancy.
Jean is open.
Hello, Glenda, and everyone. I'm asking for, well, it's a blessing for gratitude of I have this opportunity that I'm going to be traveling. I'm going to go to Egypt next week, and I'm excited. There's a little bit of, you know, like, ooh, what's going to happen? A little bit of anxiety, but a lot of excitement. So, you know, just praying and thanksgiving, and also that it's safe and harmonious and that everything goes well. So I'll be gone for about 13, 14 days, and that's it.
Okay, so you could use the blessing for your travel. Yeah.
Yes.
And
yep.
You certainly do offer that.
And I'm traveling with my husband, so.
Good. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Was this a planned trip for a long time?
Yes. Well, it came up probably maybe 4 months ago. Just my husband wanted to travel, and he started talking to people, and it's a AAA guided tour, so we'll be, you know, with a guided tour, but we'll also have some time, free time when we're out and about.
Uh-huh.
So,
good.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope it will be one of the splendid times of your life and that you have great stories to tell us when you get back.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. And for all those traveling, absolutely. Go ahead, Jean.
Yeah, am I still open?
You are.
Yeah. Also, I want to say, Glenda, you talked about something maybe 6 weeks ago, and it was very, very helpful for me. And you said something about that there are people that are appointed to help us with different things. And with that, I was just nudged into asking for specific help in a couple of different situations and with very positive results. So, you know,
that's
thank
great.
You for that. And, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that brings up a good point to share with the community, is that you actually can't be too specific in your prayers and your requests for blessings. You cannot be too specific. You really cannot. And but I think really we're a little afraid to be specific because we want to give a wide margin for God to target so that he'll hit something for sure. And do you really realize what a silly comment I just made? I mean, but that's how our minds work. Okay, let's keep the target really wide so God or some angel or Christ or somebody can hit the target.
Oh,
but in truth,
good.
You cannot be too specific.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
thank
you're generally
you.
Rewarded for being specific.
Hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful trip.
Yeah.
Okay. We have Sarah. Sarah, hi.
Hello.
Lined up in there.
Aloha, Glenda and Nancy and beloved community. This is Sarah sending my love. And I'm going to just offer gratitude for prayers answered for my beloved dad, Papa Pete. He is home from the rehabilitation center. He's moved in with me for a while so that I can take care of him as he heals. And So just so much gratitude for those prayers. It was within 2 weeks that he went from a serious incident to walking, passing the basket today at church.
Wow.
And just, I'm so proud of him. And so gratitude for that, continued blessings for his healing and for the healing of all, and especially our elders. And I want to ask for a special blessing from Yeshua for, you know, so now that he's living with me, and like we haven't lived together in, you know, maybe 30 years or so, and he has not even lived with anyone. He's just been a bachelor just on his own. So, you know, could you feel that adjustment that we find our rhythm and our comfort with each other in the home? And, yeah, and then I want to ask for a blessing for continued peaceful progress between my brother and me and how we work out things and communicate. And I want to ask, yeah, and ask for a blessing for one of my best friends, Jody, and her job search, and for all who are searching for jobs. And finally, a blessing that on this day of Valentine, St. Valentine, may we all open up our hearts to the true love, the true message of Yeshua, and not just the, of course, not just the commercial stuff, but really the true message of love and its creative force of healing and of life.
Yes. Yes. And let's remember that it was started by Saint Valentine.
Oh, thank you. Love you so much.
We love you too, and we love your sweet voice. You just give such a loving vibe when you talk.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Well,
thank
my
you,
friend,
Sarah.
We could just wrap it up here, or there's a little room for another person, but don't feel like you need to or have to, because God hears your prayers. And okay, well, we do have another person, one of our beloved members, Nancy, another Nancy. Hi.
Yes. Nancy. Hello. Hi, Glenda. Hi, Nancy, and everybody on the call. I would like to ask for a blessing for my husband, Jack, who has been sick with cold or allergy-like symptoms, but he thinks it's cold. He's tested himself for COVID. It's been negative every time, but it's been more than a week that he's had this, and his birthday is Valentine's Day. He will be 80. So.
Well, congratulations, dear.
I know. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Yes. But it sure would be wonderful if he could shake these symptoms and get back to his normal, healthy self.
Yes. Okay. Well, we will just hold him in our loving arms.
Well, thank you very much, and I look forward to continuing the call with the blessing, Christ's blessing for everyone.
Oh, good, good. And we wish you and your hubby a happy combined birthday and Valentine's Day celebration.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Okay, dear, and bye-bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. We have an area code 503, Glenda. I'm not sure what your...
Well,
hello?
Can you hear me?
This is
Nathaniel.
Oh, hi, Nathaniel.
Hi.
How's it going?
Yeah, I should have recognized the Sita there. I would have gotten that.
Happy birthday belated to you, Glenda.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's nice to be on the call. I was on the call last week, too. And I have some neat news to share, but also part of the blessing. I've been I think it's so important to be part of community. Not just like this online, but we're in spirit and community and internet, but also in person. And I've been praying for having a community to go to that just feels like aligned, and that helps my wife and my children, for all of us to be having something to go into, a ritual, something to go into, a connection. And and my wife didn't grow up in Christianity. She grew up in Hare Krishna, and it's a total kind of different paradigm, you know. And but I'm wanting something for our children, 6-year-old and 9-year-old, to grow up in, instead of being sort of disconnected from not only humanity in a practice, but also having an enriching life with Jesus. And I've been praying about how to do that for years. And then we discovered the Eastern Orthodox Church here in Milwaukee, Oregon. It's just incredibly lively and joyful and spirit-infused, and to each their own, whatever church you go to. But I finally have found the community that connects with me. And it's such an old ritual. It's an unchanged ritual orthodoxy has. And it only has allowed me to have a more deeper relationship with Christ. I connect with love without end in the book, and it feels more loving and less judgmental of a God growing up in Lutheran. And so it's actually healing my Western approach of Christianity. I'm working on get baptized soon and going through catechism and just learning so much about it. But what the miracle is yesterday, like my wife went to the church and met with the father there, and you take questions answered, and this is something for the family. And yes it is. And moving forward, we're going to go to a church regularly. And I'm just so happy to share that, because for years I thought it would never happen. I fear for my children in ways of how society is, how the media, how cartoons are, how there seems to be agendas that seem to me demonic, and I'm deeply concerned for children. So to offset that with is a church, a community that's loving and has a right way of living, I feel. So just wanted to share that the miracles happen, that I've been praying about that, and just want to share with you.
Important accomplishment. It really is nice. Yeah. And I'm so happy for you that you found that. And I have had an experience also with Eastern Orthodox. I was called to, just years and years ago, when I was just traveling with the Lamb and the Lion, and I was called by the church to offer an afternoon presentation of my story, not part of the worship service, but an afternoon presentation. And I set everything up on Saturday, met with the bishop, and I think there were two or three priests and the others that would be serving in the church the next day. And we had a great conversation. And in the process, they learned that I had been consecrated as a bishop in a church that actually includes the lineage of the Eastern Orthodox Church. And so they didn't say anything that afternoon, but when I arrived for church service on Sunday, I was escorted to the back chambers and presented with a robe and a chasuble and all the raiment of serving at the altar, and they invited me to join them in serving the Mass. So it was just a surprise, and there I was on the stage in the front of this magnificent building, and I didn't really say anything. All I did was just serve the others who did serve the Mass. But it was, I can really, really relate to how you were spiritually brought up to a higher level. And I think that's the most important thing in finding, for all of you, finding your place of worship. For some of you, it could be music. And there are churches that just really are praise churches And it's all about prayer, song, dance, praise, and for many people, that's how they go up. It really is. There are churches that are mostly about prayer, and much of the meeting is actually in silence with maybe a little music in the background, but it's the fiber of silence to which they go up and they connect. And then there's very family-oriented churches, and people need that with children. And when they get together with a family, they feel safe. And safety for their children and their family is another way of going up. And I think that it's really important that we find ways of worship, ways of connecting with God and community that create this special protective envelope that is itself like a temple. And within that temple, we go up to a higher level of faith, a higher level of love, sharing, giving to one another, and a greater hope for your life. So, Nate, that's a beautiful demonstration of how you went through that after years of praying for it. And I know how much you sought it. So,
Thank you so much. Well, I'm curious, how did they take your painting? What were the comments on your painting? I'm curious.
Oh, they loved it.
Great. I shared your story up on the website to Father Matthew, where I go to, and he's very curious about it, too. So, thanks for sharing. I really appreciate all that.
They had no problems with it at all. I think that a lot of churches, well, first of all, for everybody, I was really scared to death when I went out. Yeshua told me to take it. I asked him what I should do with it. He said, give it to my people. And my first thought was, oh, my God, these people are everywhere. They're in every denomination of worship. Where do I go? Well, I literally went everywhere, and I was scared. But I found that when he was with me, nobody didn't love him.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody didn't love him. And walking by his side, then people might raise a little bit of an eyebrow, but they'd be curious. And they would want to know, well, obviously he accepts you. Let's hear how you got to this point. And I would tell my story, and they loved it. I found myself universally accepted on his behalf. And that's the key word, on his behalf. Now, if I had gone out to a church proselytizing a different belief, or not a totally different, but a little different slant on the belief, and I was preaching to their congregation to proselytize to them in a different direction. Now, that might not have been received with the positive spirit I was greeted with. But I went out with no preferential viewpoint, no preferential attitude, just standing by his side. I was there to bring him to them in a more visible, palpable way. And that's all they wanted. You give people what they want, and they'll love you. That's a general good advice. And I'm serious. You give people what they want, and they'll love you. And so my greatest challenge through the years is to feel that I'm worthy to stand beside him, so that I will be in my prayer and my meditation before a service or before I'm with another congregation, and then I stand as closely by him as I can. I let him speak through me as much as I can. And when I don't know what to say, I just be quiet and listen to what others have to say. And I listen well. I really, really listen. Not to find something I can use, but actually something that I can respond to with love. So we train ourselves, my friends, to be better servants. And Well, I'll give you a very secular example. But just think how many years of training, education, practice, refinement of behavior, refinement of ethics and protocol it took to be the butler to Queen Elizabeth. That's an example of a servant to a monarch. Okay? Well, that's what I do to make myself a worthy servant. And I think about what he would want me to say. And the number one thing he wants from me is to listen. Really listen. So that I can address what people really are wanting. Because people will come on talk about all kinds of things. From trivia to politics. But that's really not what they care about. You listen carefully and you'll find out what they care about. And that's what he teaches me. Now, I don't always live up to it, but I try and I'm working on it. And it's gotten better through the years. And I found that in doing that, I'm not rejected by anybody. So a lot of how they will respond to this painting depends very much on how you present it.
That's great information. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, are we there, Nancy?
We are there. Unless there's anyone else.
Okay.
I'd like to add one request myself, if that's okay. Just continued blessings for my sister, Cindy, whose husband died in July, and she's moving forward and things are really shifting. And so thank you everyone for those, prayers and thoughts and for Yeshua the blessing. And also, Rashad, my son-in-law, his birthday is Tuesday the 14th. And so we're doing that
really?
Birthday.
Wow.
Yeah. So got these Valentine babies, which is kind of fun. So that's it. Thank you.
Well, I have one special blessing to ask, and that is for my late husband. 2 years ago today, he made his transition to higher ground. And so in honor of his life and with full expectation of glory where he is, I'd just like to remember him in our blessing.
Absolutely.
I was saying my last farewell to him just about this time 2 years ago.
Wow, it's been 2 years.
2 years, yeah. Well, there is no time where he is, so it's easy to forget. But down here where we live, you know, the calendar ticks away. The clock ticks away and the calendar flips pages. So that was my request for the day.
I'm so glad you reminded us, Glenda. Thank you.
And thank all of you for your support over these last 2 years and the very difficult year before that, because I don't know how I could have gotten through it all if I didn't have all of you waiting for me on Sunday afternoon and other forms of support, encouragement, and cheer that you sent me during the weeks. Believe me, it made a difference. Okay. Well, now, let's be happy of one heart, and maybe that would be a great thing for our Valentine's celebration. Happy in one heart. And let's celebrate that, whether we're joining people around the world or people in other dimensions that we can't touch any longer, but they're always with us, always in our heart. So just shake out, get your body loose, really loose, because you don't want energy to come against Hoover Dam in your arm or your neck or your back. And we can really build up a lot of energetic dams. And I didn't mean that to be a bad word. I meant the blocking of rivers. We can create a lot of them through tension and stress, fear, or even disgust and judgment. And we'll build up some rigid
rigid formations in our body, bad for your health, really bad for your health. And it's really destructive for your attitude and your progress in life and your ability to reach up for better solutions and better ways of life. So let's shake it out. Turn your head. Lean your head forward and back. Now, raise your shoulders and lower them and rotate your shoulders. That's called a rotator cuff for a very good reason. It needs to rotate. And when it can rotate, it really marvelously releases the tension in your arm. And the same with your leg. Great thing to do is actually, if you're standing, just move your leg like a windmill. And it doesn't have to be way out, don't stretch. Just a little slight gentle rotation. Or if you're sitting down, lift and move and lift and move. And then for your back, to the right, to the left, forward and back. And it just has to, it could just be a half an inch. If you're challenged in your back, don't push it. Don't create pain. Just get a little movement. Just the tiniest little bit of movement so that there's nothing blocking this flow as it comes through. So we will say our prayers together, and then we will call our brother, our Lord, and our transcendent designer of our potential and all that it can be. All right, my friends, I want to start with our four square breath. And there, we may have some new members, so it's very easy. We just count to four, whatever your four is, in whatever rhythm you want it to be. Just count your four as you exhale. And just do it gently. Just exhale. And pause to the count of four and move in the other direction as you do that. Because this pause is giving respectful time and patience for your breath to be received by the ocean of breath to which it belongs, that it may serve and lift someone else. Maybe it's just a hummingbird, but someone else will receive it. Okay? And now we're going to the count of four, we're going to inhale. And we're going to pause as we receive it and allow it to go into every part of your body. Just think, one beat of your heart can circulate through your whole body in just a matter of seconds. One breath can circulate in a matter of seconds. So just count to four and give it a chance to pass through. Now, I would like you to continue that while I offer my prayer to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, our love, our Lord, as we celebrate love, may we celebrate your name above all others, for you have shown us what love really is. You have taught us how to love unconditionally. You have given us the regal path upward for loving one another and receiving the love of God, then giving back to our Father our love with body, heart, and soul. May this love, this great ocean of love that you and others have been creating through the ages, be spread around the earth to heal and lift up those who are suffering but know not how to ask. May the wars be ended. May the hatred be over. May there be so much love that there's no footing for hatred to catch hold. May we learn that love is the only reality, and hatred doesn't even exist at all, except that we might give it power through destructive activity and use it to justify our destructions. Forgive us for that, please. We ask. We ask in your holy name, forgive us for all that we have done destructively, that we may return to the power of love and be here humbly for ourselves and magnificently for others to generate and expand that power of love. We ask that you give us resources to expand whatever domain of love we are creating or hope to create or to join and expand. We ask that you give us faith and duty, that you give us responsibility and caring, that we may actually do something about that for which we pray. Now, we ask that you be with everyone who has asked and for those we have asked for, that blessings may encircle the globe. May blessings infiltrate all of life, and we may be set for a splendid new beginning. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me in conveying the blessing of Yeshua, the Holy Spirit, and our Blessed Father, who is in heaven. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, go and lie down so that you finish receiving it. And receive it as a blank slate. Because the blessing may exceed anything you ask for. It may be more than you ask for. It may be different than you ask for. So don't continue even your prayer. Don't put anything in your mind. Just be there. Be open, quiet, blank, and receive like a whiteboard that the will of God can write its gifts upon. Okay. God bless you all. I wish you a lovely week, a wonderful Valentine's Day in the true spirit of love. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.